and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. I'm with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It's Labor Day. So what's the best thing to do on Labor Day? Labor.
Well,
hey, 7:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community courage, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Good morning there, buddy.
What's up?
How you
get your caffeine this morning?
I'm starting right now. Your predecessor came in like 6:30, and Jared.
How sweet.
Yeah, and
just had to one up me, huh?
He
well,
in,
you know what?
Yeah,
he
brought
he's
in donuts
for what? 6 years?
6 years. You know,
six
he became,
years, man.
He, just like you will be. You'll become a member of the family too.
Yeah, well,
and,
you are a
and when
member
you leave,
of the family.
You come back and visit. It's kind of like parents. You know, you leave and you go out on your own, and you know, and make money and all that, but every so often, you know, you come back home and hug the parents. And
yeah.
Just say, hey,
yeah.
We need to do like a reunion special.
Yeah, no.
we might just invite him to the, our production meetings just to have him.
It makes you feel good, really, when that's really nice.
We've
you know,
had
and Jared,
that, we've
if
had
you're
that
listening,
a number of times.
We miss you. You've been a vital part of what it is for us to move forward.
Oh, yeah.
You know, just like you, Nathan, you have to come this morning and open up shop. You know, open up, turn the lights on, get everything ready, print out the weather, and be present and pleasant.
Right.
And really appreciate
you
doing that.
And you're always pleasant. You know, you are always pleasant.
So thank you.
Oh, thank you.
So, good morning. What national day is it?
Well, besides Labor Day, of course.
Yes.
It's also National Cheese Pizza Day.
Hey.
Cheese pizza.
Just had a piece of pizza recently. We'll have to talk about that in a little bit. But, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. What's your favorite, Nathan?
I'm a meat lover pizza. Just
yeah,
all of it.
Pile it on. Bacon,
oh.
Ham.
Okay.
All.
Well, you know when you get a pizza from Charlieu's, I don't know how they make money on their meat pizzas. frankly, I don't know how they make money because they pile it on there, and you get
so
into
good,
this.
Yeah.
So you get a bite of cheesy tomato crust if you got a. You know, you've got a meat lover's pizza.
Yeah.
After you bite through sausage and pepperoni and.
Well, just FYI, I am purely a pepperoni girl. That's it for me. I mean, I don't mind even doing the Canadian bacon and Hawaiian occasionally or, you know,
that,
who
that's
else.
That's heresy.
You know,
I'm sorry,
you know
that's heresy. That
really
is
pizza?
Not. Wait a minute. That is not.
Two Doors Down has great pizza too.
They do?
Yeah, where you get your chicken wings.
They got the best chicken wings in the whole.
Yeah, and they've got good pizza
you know
too.
What? It is the best chicken wings I've eaten anywhere, and I purposely try out chicken wings. But
Maxwell's
is the place.
They have the little tiny pizzas they serve.
And on Tuesdays they have half price Tuesdays for hamburgers.
Yeah. Hazy then sunny today with a high of 111. Oh, stop it, folks! It's only 71 right now. Yesterday. We attended, our next door neighbors had a Labor Day get together for the neighborhood. It's so sweet. You know what? When you have neighbors that really extend themselves and, really want to be a part of, like, we're in this thing together, we have great neighbors. Anyway, so I was sitting out by their pool and it was later in the day, like 4 o'clock. And her temperature read 102. It did not feel at 102 and probably won't feel what they're telling us today because of the haze, the smoke in the sky. And we'll talk about that a little bit later. Updates on the fires. Mostly clear tonight with overnight lows of 79. Tuesday calls for 114. It's just hard for me. It's cringe weather, cringe feeling weather. 114 tomorrow, 79 overnight. Wednesday, 111. Thursday calls for 111. And Friday, 110. So there's no let up over the weekend. Excessive heat warning, folks. Just definitely pay attention to that. The weather is
probably. It's not warning. It's probably. Is it warning?
Yeah, excessive heat warning.
Okay, as opposed to alert.
Underlined.
Okay.
And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, operated, senior and veteran discounts. 365 37 9-3. They love the fact that they've sponsored us. Okay, Labor Day facts. Okay, I got to talk about this before we get into any kind of political or anything like that.
It's okay
because I was shamed.
I'm a California girl,
but when I lived in the South, I talk about this every year because it's always bothered me. Like, where did this? When you're in California, you wear white all year round. You don't think anything of it. And one day in the South, I was wearing my white jeans, and I said, you know, you're not supposed to, you know, it's very faux pas to wear white after Labor Day. And I'm going to tell you why that is, when that came about. It was over the snobby East Coast elite that started this date long before you could wear jeans to a Michelin restaurant. Society ladies were engaged in an invisible battle with the nouveau riche. So you had your old money, in other words, and then you had your new money, the people that were making money in the, in gold and silver and the railroad business and all of that. And they were considered the nouveau riche. So one way the men would turn over all the society things to their ladies, and you were talking about the Vanderbilts and all the people on the East Coast when you think about that. One of the subtle jabs that the old money crowd used to distinguish themselves from the nouveau riche was to making wearing white after Labor Day a fashion faux pas. And this is where it started. It's passed down through probably certain areas where people have said, in fact, the person who told me that, you know, came from a, we all come from immigrants, so don't get me wrong when I'm saying this, but, you know, maybe when you, really try to get in as a immigrant and try to, acclimate into society, and you maybe are in a certain place, like if you acclimate or come in from another country later in life, and you come into a certain place, let's say in the South, you really have the sensitivity. So I was wondering, it was just weird for me being a California person.
So it's weird being a California person. We all know that.
I know.
No, we know that. We've got the most homelessness, I mean, the highest poverty rates, can't buy a house, food is expensive, and you have the Democratic Party that's just running amok there, telling us we can't buy internal combustion cars. So it's weird. We live here. We know it. We've accepted it. So we are weird.
Labor Day became a federal holiday in 1894. It came to symbolize mark the end of summer. Vacationers packed away their breezy white dresses and linen button-downs in favor of darker-hued clothing, like navy suits and gray sweaters. There used to be a much clearer sense of re-entry. This is according to the Fashion Institute, folks. You're back in the city, back at school, back doing whatever you're doing in the fall until you've got a new wardrobe. So they looked at the white linen suits and Panama hats were considered the look of leisure. So, I think
Panama hats still are the look of leisure. They used to wear probably white linen jackets and fat trousers and... But when you're in Georgia on the 6th of September, it is still crotch cooking hot down there and humid. So I'm sorry, but you can't wear those lighter dresses. You've got to switch into a darker color. See, this is where we let a sense of fashion override
common sense.
Yeah.
That's right. Well, when you think about corsets, What's common sense about corsets?
You know,
when women would pass out and they had to take smelling salts because they couldn't eat.
They would take a handkerchief with smelling salts and stick it down their bodice
and kill a whale.
So that they could bring it up, because when you start feeling like they're going to faint, sniff the smelling salts, stick it back down.
And whale bones pulling in your bones. So the first celebrated U.S. Labor Day was on Tuesday, September 5th, 1882 in New York City, planned by the Central Labor Union. 10,000 workers marched from City Hall all the way to 42nd Street.
So this is a union thing.
Yes. Canada is said to be have originated the idea of hosting a day honoring the labor movement, a nine-hour movement to show support for striking workers. There is a disagreement about the actual proposed Labor Day as a holiday. Some say it was Peter McGuire, who was the co-founder of the American Federation of Labor. Others believe that it was Matthew McGuire, a machinist. Oregon was the first state to celebrate Labor Day as a legal holiday in 1887. The decision to make Labor Day the first Monday of September was approved on June 28, 1894. You want to talk more about this? Americans worked 12-hour days, 7 days a week during the 19th century.
And?
Just saying. Historians say that no white after Labor Day comes from the upper class.
12 hours a day, 7 days a week.
And there still is a Labor Day parade in New York City, which
welcome
takes
to
place
the military
throughout the 20 blocks north of 1882 Labor March. I wonder if there's a Labor Day. You know, I'm just looking this dosomething.org is from this particular.
On Labor Day is when you get, like, resupply. Ammo, water, gun.
Yeah.
People. Yeah, there's your, there, okay. Holidays, but you know what, here's the thing is, when I grew up, and kind of, I think even when you grew up, Memorial Day was the last day of school that week, right? That marked the end of the school year. And Labor Day ended the summer, and you went back to school on tomorrow.
I think you
Tuesday.
Started, if I'm not mistaken, because...
I'm saying for me. I don't know about you.
Well, I think it stayed the
we
same.
We got the whole summer.
3 months. I think it was like
three months. And you thought, what a great job teachers have. They can work for 9 months, and then you're off for 3 months. And then after I started teaching, I realized... Oh, no, you don't get the whole 3 months off.
Mm-mm.
And not only that, you don't get paid. If you're not there, you don't get paid. Unless you can take your pay and slide it over 12 months. Plus, not only that, you had to put up with people like Nathan when they were when he was a child. were you probably a good student?
Let's go.
A good above average
let's
student?
Let's take a break.
Let's take a break. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Alaska Airlines. You can fly daily nonstop from Redding to Seattle with Alaska Airlines. And with one stop, get anywhere in the world. Enjoy a cool weekend in the Pacific Northwest or fly to Seattle to take that Alaskan cruise. Right now, that sounds really good. Book now at AlaskaAirlines.com/Redding. It's not just to... Seattle. You know, when you get there, Alaska Airlines is will get you anywhere in the world. But you can start right here in our hometown of Redding. We'll be right back. 7:17 in the morning, and it's only 69 degrees.
You are my Monday, you're the best.
Life is too short to be uninformed.
The Armstrong and Getty Show, 9 to noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
We are in the middle of fire season in California, and we've already seen major fires break out here in the North State. This is Congressman Doug LaMalfa. In Siskiyou County, the tragic McKinney Fire has caused at least 4 deaths and consumed over 60,000 acres. And some of the most dangerous months are still ahead of us. I'm working to improve federal forest management by getting more aggressive in thinning and clearing near power lines to reduce fire risks. We have delivered billions in aid for local disaster recovery and are fighting to stop FEMA from seizing money from fire victims who have received compensation from PG&E. I've also written a bipartisan bill to stop the IRS from taxing people's fire settlement dollars. In July, I offered amendments to federal legislation that would increase funding for water storage and fire protection. My office is here to serve you. Go to lamalfa.house.gov or give us a call. This is Congressman Doug LaMalfa, paid for with official funds authorized by the House of Representatives.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Veterans, did you know that Shasta County Veterans Service Office is open to all veterans who have served our nation? Whether a combat veteran or a member of the reserves with limited active duty time, you have earned benefits. If you have any military benefit or veteran-related questions, call 530-225-5616 or stop by Shasta County Veterans Service Office at 1855 Shasta Street, Redding, California. This message is brought to you by Korean War veteran Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary, California Veterans Affairs.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at kcnr1460.com. Don't miss This Morning with Gordon Deal, followed by the Sue McClain News Hour, Free Fire Radio, and Armstrong and Getty on KCNR.
Yeah, it's a mad, mad world. Welcome back. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studio. It's KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Today, the 5th of September, it's Labor Day. Yes, it's a live show. Now, are our guests that ain't going to be here? We have no idea. We didn't reach out. They may be here. They may not be here. But if not, this is open line anyway. This is a time to turn it loose, to get rid of everything stuck in your craw. What I like so much about this show is I can kind of like divest myself of irritations, because I can talk about it, and I know people are out there listening, and they're making comments. But this portion of the show is brought to you by BNT Satellite. That's owned by Doug Tooley, and he's been helping people with Dish for over 30 years. It's Redding's Dish premier local retailer, and provides our area with the very best value, service, and technology in TV. And like I said, he's been doing it for over 30 years. That's Doug Tooley. You can reach him at 530-241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Do not call the 800 number. You're going to get somebody in Pakistan and who will tell you all these things. And then when things start to go wrong, what do you do? Well, he's not coming over from Pakistan to fix it. No, Doug Tooley will make sure your system is set up right. It's done the right way. And if there is any problems, it's a rare case, but if it does, give Doug a call at 530-241-3474, and he's going to fix it. Okay. Before we get into the fire update. Okay, guys that were in the military, and now wives of men who are in the military, we know what the knife hand is. Now, you know what the knife hand is? When you hold your hand out, all your fingers are close together, thumbs on top.
It's almost like a salute, but it cuts through the...
It's like a salute, except you're not saluting. You're giving directions. You're giving directions, and you're making a point. Knife hand. Knife hand.
And you're cutting through the BS. It's like a butter of BS.
That's it.
Butter slab of BS.
It's a butter knife for BS. You just cut through it.
Well, let me tell you what it's like being married to somebody with a knife hand while you're driving, while you're talking, while you're doing a show. And then I play back with him with the knife hand. Then he realized, yeah, well, you know, 32 years in the military. I'm sorry, but it's the knife hand. I'm like, okay, you just have to realize.
That's it.
We're driving and it's like straight ahead. Go to the right. Go to the left. You know.
Slow down.
Yeah.
Slow down. Some guy, as we were coming back, and we're going to talk about that in a little bit. We're coming back. I am not saying Linda was blasting down the mountain road.
No, I can't, because somebody's always saying, it's 80, it's 70 miles an hour.
And
it's
you're doing
65.
It's 65 and you're doing 80. Yeah. Come on.
He's
anyway,
my radar.
A truck coming the opposite direction is blinking his lights. And Linda goes, what's that? It means slow down. There's a policeman up ahead. And sure enough, right after we'd slowed down, we ran around this little corner. There he was, highway patrolman. And so whoever you were in that gray truck, God bless you. Okay.
Well, Burning Man party is...
No. I want to talk about
Burning Man.
I'm going to the fire first.
Oh, okay.
All right. The latest updates. That's as of this morning. The mill fire in Siskiyou County didn't grow overnight. It remained at 4,254 acres. Highway 97 from Weed to McDowell had been closed, but the route was opened again on Sunday morning. However, the mountain fire, also burning in Siskiyou County, grew 13% from Saturday night to Sunday. And the mountain fire was 6,400 acres Sunday morning, 5% contained. And there's nobody in danger. There's no homes or anything up there. However, the sheriff of Siskiyou County made an announcement this morning or yesterday, and had two people had been killed.
Our hearts go out to
two people have been killed. And remember that whole neighborhood.
Our hearts go out to. Yeah. The people in Weed and the surrounding areas, you know, we have friends that have, you know, their ranch and all that area up there burned around their ranch up in,
in the tenant area.
In the tenant area.
Fire. Two people have died in a mill fire. And, said Siskiyou County Sheriff Jeremiah LaRue. He shared the news of the fatality Sunday afternoon during a community meeting. And, they've acknowledged uncertainties facing the community, such as when would people be allowed back to their homes and when would power be restored. About 1,000 people are still under evacuation order Sunday. So that started on Friday. It just went berserko.
Lincoln Heights.
Lincoln Heights burned 100 homes there.
Over the weekend from somebody who had lived who was living there and went back and said that, you know, I guess there was a great fire there in 2014, but another one where they were evacuated, they had time to not in the 2014, but another where they can get their belongings in order and evacuate. But this one, they said they had no time. It just came in that fast.
Yeah, well, it started in that neighborhood, just around close to that neighborhood, just blew through there. And those are old homes. They've been around for a while. You know,
there's an interesting history with Weed.
Oh my gosh, yes. We got it. We got
in the African American community.
How it got there originally.
Right.
How it gets to schools there and all this. I mean, it was just an incredible story. And we probably need to get, Dottie in here or somebody, but maybe get Mike back in to talk about Weed. I mean, it's a fascinating story. How a African American population came from Mississippi to Weed, California, and how they prospered. Okay. By the way, in these fires, my friends, y'all have heard it 1,000 times. You don't need me to say it, but you should, if you're living in anywhere where there could be fires, and I can't even tell you that's not downtown Reading anymore after the car fire, but, have that stuff ready. For you to be able to leave and stay away for like at least 5 days, into a shelter. I mean, you'll get fed and it'll be a place to sleep and all that, but do you have clothes? Do you have your medicine? Do you have those important papers? I mean, it might be a good idea to put them all in that one bag that you can just grab as you run out the door. And that includes any things for your pets. Some pets are on medicines. And if you've got large animals, have a way of getting them out. When you're getting ready to leave, hitch the truck up to the horse trailer and load your horse or your goats or your pigs or whatever it is and get them out of there too. And you can always find a place. Always emergency areas, either at the Anderson Fairgrounds, the rodeo grounds, and the, of course for smaller pets, as we have in the car fire, they opened up numerous places to be able to take those animals.
1,000 African Americans lived in Weed by the 1920s when the town's population reached over 6,000. In 1922, R.A. Long of Longville Lumber Company had assumed complete ownership of the Weed Lumber Company. The exodus of black lumbermen from the South, triggered by R.A. Long, had begun with Nate Henderson's arrival in Weed 1918 with his nephew. Henderson from Louisiana was hired by Longville to recruit workers in the South. Walter Sexton, the first superintendent of the Weed plant under Longville Lumber Company, was responsible for recruiting the largest number of black workers from the South, according to Reverend Mellon and Tommy Tyler, two longtime African-American residents. Sexton came to Weed from the Longville operations in Louisiana. He knew who most trusted workers were and tried to recruit the cream of the crop. On behalf of the lumber, Long Bell, they paid $89 train fare from Louisiana to Weed. Most of the first blacks to come to Weed were displaced workers from Long Bell's operation in DeRidder and Longville in Louisiana. After the men had made enough money in their new jobs, they repaid the company and sent back money to Louisiana to relatives and friends who could join them in Weed. The general manager of the Weed operation from 1918 to 1948, although was not from Long Bell's Southern Mills. It's also given credit for opening up job opportunities in Weed for black workers. And the list goes on. It's a fascinating, in fact, I'm sure there's a documentary out on how we have this influx of people that came
from
here.
From Louisiana.
And it's a long-standing...
And they're glossing over a couple parts here, how they were on striking there at the lumber mills. When they went down there and they asked them, do you want to work in Louisiana? And that's when the first two came, and then the rest of the workers came. And it was not done without some violence in there, minimum violence, but still there's some violence associated with that from people that didn't want to, you know, leave and the new people coming in. So, okay, let's take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. And when we come back, I want to talk a little bit about the President Biden's speech, or I like to call it the speech from the gates of hell. This portion of the show, though, is brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Community-oriented, dedicated, locally owned, local board of directors. They've been moving local dreams forward since the day they opened 15 years ago. They've got four branches. One in Red Bluff at 500 Riverside Way. 1845 California Street, just right down the street from here. The main branch is over on Hartnell Avenue in the Copperstone Shopping Center. Newest branch over at, on Ventura Street, 2727 Ventura Street in Anderson. That's bankcornerstone.com for more information. We'll be right back.
Attention veterans and active military personnel, this is Chris Kellstrom, your District 5 candidate, and I'm having a fundraiser Thursday, September 8th at the fairgrounds. We owe you all a debt of gratitude that can never be repaid. I want to invite you all for a free tri-tip dinner from Rockin' Peas Barbecue. Bring your VA card or military ID to Jonesport by September 2nd. Freedom isn't free, and because of you, we still have freedom. Come for the dinner, stay for the auction and gun raffles. Remember, pre-register by September 2nd. Hope to see you all there, and I thank you for your service. This ad paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, District 5 Supervisor. Attention Shasta County hunters, hunting season is here. This is Chris Kellstrom, District 5 candidate and a hunter myself. I'm holding a fundraising dinner Thursday, September 8th at the Anderson Fairgrounds. I'd like to invite all licensed hunters to attend free. Enjoy tri-tip barbecue from Rockin' Peas Barbecue and get a chance to win a gun. Bring your license to Jonesport by September 2nd and pre-register for a free tri-tip dinner. Stay for the auction and the raffle where multiple guns will be given away. Doors open at 4, dinner at 6:30. Remember to pre-register by September 2nd. Hope to see you all there. This ad paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, District 5 Supervisor.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
We are in the middle of fire season in California, and we've already seen major fires break out here in the North State. This is Congressman Doug LaMalfa. In Siskiyou County, the tragic McKinney Fire has caused at least four deaths and consumed over 60,000 acres. And some of the most dangerous months are still ahead of us. I'm working to improve federal forest management by getting more aggressive in thinning and clearing near power lines to reduce fire risks. We have delivered billions in aid for local disaster recovery and are fighting to stop FEMA from seizing money from fire victims who have received compensation from PG&E. I've also written a bipartisan bill to stop the IRS from taxing people's fire settlement dollars. In July, I offered amendments to federal legislation that would increase funding for water storage and fire protection. My office is here to serve you. Go to lamalfa.house.gov or give us a call. This is Congressman Doug LaMalfa, paid for with official funds authorized by the House of Representatives.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Baby, you don't know what it's like. Baby, you don't know what it's like to love somebody, love somebody the way I love you.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, your community radio station. Carl and the Bauer here Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 AM, talking about our community, our region, and our state, national, international, but, you know, it crosses my mind. 7:36 in the morning, and this portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Nobody knows better how to repair windshields than Jeff Wurst. That's right. He's been doing it for a few decades, and nobody knows more about it than he does. He doesn't take chances with the safety of your family, whether it's a small chip or a crack over 2 feet in length. He can fix it. He makes it go away. Well, not really, but he fills it up with this super, his own kind of mixture and everything that really, it is difficult to see. He fixed a crack in my windshield. It's got to be 14 years ago and you can't see it still to this day. For a free inspection and analysis, drop by 3208 South Market Street or give Jeff Wurst a call at 241-8373 for an appointment. It's a veteran-owned business. Now, we were gone, and we're going to talk about that in a while. When President Biden gave his speech, I call it from the gates of hell. Why? If you look at whoever did the optics on the speech, if he's still working at the White House, or she, excuse me, because one of the reasons I'm coughing and sneezing and you hear all that is because I have a sinus infection. So Linda is concerned that sinus infections are contagious. I don't think they are. I think it's just in your head and you're suffering. The guest that was going to be on at 8 o'clock, one of the guests, just said she's got the same thing.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. So I feel for her. Anyway, okay. I call it from the optics, from the gates of hell. Why? He walked out of this building that is bathed. If you haven't seen it, and I don't know anybody who hasn't seen it, just him standing there with nothing else, and it's red. It walks out from the darkness. It's like Darth Vader is walking out. And the part that kind of perturbs me a little bit, it's kind of understandable in some ways, is that when President Biden said, this is not going to be in a political speech. This is going to be a unifying speech. One for my country. And then you've got two Marines standing at parade rest behind him during this whole speech. So whenever they had a photo of him, they had a photo of the Marines. And this has caused a great deal of consternation from veterans and a lot of other people. So what are the Marines doing in your, obviously a political speech? Now you said a number of things, but the one thing he kept repeating, and he said, MAGA Republicans and Trump, and he said Trump 17 times, MAGA Republicans. And he said how the MAGA Republicans make America great again. Republicans are a threat to our country. A threat to our country. And so if you voted for Trump is the way I don't know if he's somehow divided, you know, make America great Republicans from other Republicans. I'm not sure how you can do that. I mean, do you read minds, Joe? You know, so, but when he says, but he finishes up with Republicans are a threat to our country, to the Constitution, to the education, everything. I can't think of anything that Republicans are not the cause of every problem in this country, and Republicans are going to destroy the Constitution and take away the rights of everybody. And he hammered that several times. I mean, over and over again, right? And he did say other things, of course. But that one is, frankly, I'm getting a little tired of, because I vote for Republican over, you have to admit, my friends, we did not have a great choice in 2016. We had Trump and Clinton.
There's only in either yeah, or. I mean, why can't know, there be an independent? Why can't there be three or four?
Why can't there be the best choice you have?
Why can't there be a, why is, what's wrong with an independent and a Green Party?
Well, they're out there, but they can't get the money to back them. And the whole thing about politics, as we all know, is money. Anyway, when Biden finishes this, and then in a news conference later, somebody says, how can you be unifying and you're calling Republicans, and you're saying all Republicans are here to destroy the Constitution? And Joe says, I didn't say that. I didn't say that. You know what? That's what you're trying, you know, but don't put words in my mouth. Joe, you said it. You can say MAGA Republicans and say they're different from other Republicans, but how do you know? If they voted for Trump, does that make them a make America great again person? So frankly, I'm tired of being called that. I've spent my time, in the service as millions others have. You know, you don't do it for the pay. So when he goes on like something like this, I remember during his inauguration speech, I am here to unify the country. And I thought, okay, unify the country. Let's get past all these terrible, hard feelings based on many times based on lies, as we found out over the years. The Russian dossier, a lie. The variety of things that Trump was accused of that turned out not to be true, but made no difference. That's what, you know, they kept talking about it for years. And then when there's a real story, the Hunter Biden story, and polls have indicated since then, if the Hunter Biden story had come out when it was supposed to, they may not have voted for Biden. So, and here's the Hunter Biden story where the FBI runs high cover for him. Goes to Zuckerberg at Facebook and says, hey, there's a lot of Russian disinformation here. And you know they did the same thing with Twitter and everybody else. And so the New York Times and everybody else kills the story, saying it's Russian disinformation. It's a lie. It's planted. And now, a year and a half later, they come out and say, okay, it was true. It was true. So, you know, the media is not doing its job. The media is not doing its job. Only thing I want to know when I turn on the news, and I don't, you know what, I don't turn on Fox, I don't turn on CNN, I don't turn on, and I listen to my local news. I listen to my local news telling me, well, what's happening?
Let's go to the phones.
Wait a second, I'm not finished with that thought.
Okay, well, you were calling.
I know. Their job is to go who, what, when, where, and how. Not why they think it happened or if they think it's true. It's when they report it. Dolores, what say you? Hello, Dolores. Dolores? Did Dolores leave? Dolores is gone.
There we go. Dolores. Okay, here we go.
Hi, good morning. Yeah, I just wanted to say that we need to be prepared for what's going to happen next. You know, his speech is basically they're preparing for the worst, okay, for us, for the people, and we better be ready. They're going to be probably, I think it's almost like they're stirring the pot, and the next thing is going to be martial law. So we better be ready because they know they're going to lose the next election, so they have to do something to stop us. So I think it's ridiculous what he's doing, but martial law is going to be next. So we better be ready. And that's when martial law takes place, our guns are going to be taken away. Everything's going to be taken away. So we better be ready. So we better be careful also to not stir the pot and fall into the trap, because that's exactly what it is. It's a trap.
Okay.
All right. Thank you for your opinion. Right. And that is, yeah. So we're going to take an early break here.
She's not the only one I've heard that from.
Right. We're going to take a break, early break here on KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. This is Your Talk Radio, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Estate Granite. Mike Huber at Estate Granite has been custom altering homes in Shasta County. We have some friends that just recently had a bathroom done with countertops that Mike did, and they're so happy with
bathtub
his work and the
out,
fire yeah. pit in the back. And he's done so much work. He does wonderful work. If you're thinking of remodeling and updating any of your surface any with stone, any kind of that kind of work that has to do with an artist's integrity, as well. Go to Estate Granite at 241 Stone, estategranite.com, and call for a free consultation. We'll be right back after these messages.
And a little bit of chicken fried. Cold beer on a Friday night. A pair of jeans that fit just right.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Attention veterans and active military personnel. This is Chris Kellstrom, your District 5 candidate, and I'm having a fundraiser Thursday, September 8th at the fairgrounds. We owe you all a debt of gratitude that can never be repaid. I want to invite you all for a free tri-tip dinner from Rockin' Peas Barbecue. Bring your VA card or military ID to Jones Fort by September 2nd. Freedom isn't free, and because of you, we still have freedom. Come for the dinner, stay for the auction and gun raffles. Remember, pre-register by September 2nd. Hope to see you all there, and I thank you for your service. This ad paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, District 5 Supervisor. Attention, Shasta County hunters. Hunting season is here. This is Chris Kellstrom, District 5 Candidate, and a hunter myself. I'm holding a fundraising dinner Thursday, September 8th at the Anderson Fairgrounds. I'd like to invite all licensed hunters to attend free. Enjoy tri-tip barbecue from Rockin' Peas Barbecue and get a chance to win a gun. Bring your license to Jones Fort by September 2nd and pre-register for a free tri-tip dinner. Stay for the auction and the raffle where multiple guns will be given away. Doors open at 4, dinner at 6:30. Remember to pre-register by September 2nd. Hope to see you all there. This ad paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, District 5 Supervisor.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Redding at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter of 2021 and 22. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
And good morning. morning and welcome back to our morning edition, Labor Day. Many of you are, in fact, the streets are kind of bare this morning while we
bare, parked. Kind of bare.
Yeah. Welcome back to the morning show here. It is going to be a scorcher week. Just an update, there is an excessive heat warning. It's not as hot as it's declared to be because of the fact that we do have hazy skies from the smoke and the fires. But today, the forecast is for 111. Tomorrow, 114, 111 on Wednesday, Thursday, 111, and 110. That is a socked-in week of heat, so please be very, very careful.
Hey, Linda.
Yes.
Oh, thank you, Rosa. What's the weather like out there? It's hot. Damn hot. Real hot. Hot as this is my shorts. I can cook things in it. Do a crash pot cooking. Well, can you tell me what it feels like? Fool, well, it's hot. I told you again. When you're born on the sun, it's damn hot.
I'm wondering if he just went off one of
crotch pot
if,
hot.
I wonder
who comes up with that.
I mean, if that was, you know, of course, our brilliant
Robin Williams.
Oh my God. And if you've ever seen like one of his specials, he just goes. I mean, I don't know if it's kind of like those things like Jonathan Winters. They really
well, that was his idol was Jonathan Winters.
They go
Winters.
Off into
their own world,
other dimensions.
Other dimensions. You're
they
right.
Pulled down.
You know where he's the funniest? I mean, he's funny on his specials, right?
Mm-hmm.
When he's on a talk show.
Oh.
How would you like to be Johnny Carson?
Oh.
Trying to interview Robin Williams for the first time. He gets up and he turns around and he puts his face in the seat because that's how the morgue sits. When they said sit down,
uh-huh.
He goes over and goes straight, you know, bends straight over and puts his face in the seat. I mean, it's like, anyway. Hey, thanks a lot. You knew exactly what I was thinking, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm waving and he's, and I can't see his face because of the glare in here because of the, anyway, hey, 68th Annual Asphalt Cowboys Community Barbecue is going to be this weekend on the 11th. September 11th from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m., $10 a ticket, pre-sale, and you get those tickets almost anywhere. But if you have problems getting tickets, just go to www.asphaltcowboys.org. They're also having a live auction from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m., including a 5-day, 4-night Shasta Lake Silverthorne houseboat vacation. You may want to do that this year, too.
Yes.
It's a drought next year. You may, it may be a camping trip in Lake Shasta, where Lake Shasta used to be. Okay. We've got to talk about Burning Man.
We do, but before we go into Burning Man, we want to just... When you talk about greatness, okay, there's a couple things that I want to discuss is that, you know, growing up in Placer County and living outside of Placerville as a kid, first through fifth grade, where we had,
your formative
you know, years. I don't remember us ever really having to worry about fires. I mean, you know, I was a kid, so what did I know? But it wasn't like it was looming where it's looming all the time now in our lives. And it just made me think about the generations of the different decades that, you know, in my lifetime of what's where I've lived and what's transpiring, what has transpired and what's transpiring. So we drove up. We had the great honor, and I've never heard or seen this musician live. So we had friends that had tickets and invited us to join them for Keith Urban up at Harvey's Lake Tahoe. And if you've never been to this particular facility, it's like outside, under the stars, really, really beautiful, wonderful, experience. And so we, drove.
You could hear that?
Through,
I was in the corner.
No, I don't care if you're
facing. I was coughing.
So 50, we drove up 50 and, I have not, way 2 years ago, we went in October. Carl and I went to Tahoe in October, and so we had not driven up 50 since the incredible horrific fire that just took out so much beautiful forestry.
Thousands and thousands of acres.
Broke my heart because, you know, in the beautiful, when you come around and you have that two-lane area with the granites, that the outcropping of granites, and you drive around and then you get to see Lake Tahoe, you know, in the, off in the distance, that is really like a breathtaking, but, we just had gone through so much devastation, driving through the devastation and the spindles of,
trees.
You know, trees. Anyway.
Let's talk about the,
I just want to say, and then we drove back through Reno.
Yeah.
and that devastation in the fires
there. The other way too. But
so anyway, we're just our hearts.
I don't. Yes,
our hearts go out to those who have experienced.
Well, we can see the same thing in Whiskey Town. We can see it on our way up to Shingletown,
so,
or not
so
Shingletown, but on Weaverville. We can see it. I mean, it's everywhere.
I feel
it's
terrible
everywhere.
For the people, but I feel it just as horrible for our wildlife.
Okay, we got five minutes left.
Okay, well,
here's what I want to talk about. I don't go to concerts very much. I get drugged to them. And on this one, I wasn't really drugged.
Why did you say that?
Because it's true. And every time I go to a concert, I'm really happy I went.
Okay.
But on Keith Urban, I said, yeah, let's see how, see how good this guy is. Well, it's an outdoor amphitheater. And I found out that Keith Urban is the guitar god. This guy is so good. He's 50 years old. Looks like he's in great shape. His voice is just as strong as it ever was. And he did something in this concert I've never even heard of before.
All right. So, first of all, I don't know, for many people, let me just do this quick thing. Okay. So, I had the great fortune of being in Nashville for 5 years. It was actually 6 years. And working alongside a phenomenal players and being in that realm of music, 24 hours a day with great players. And I'm not just talking, I mean like across the board, classically trained, do country, do rock, do pop, do it all. And, every now and then you come across like somebody who is just, they are their instrument, they're one. You know, they grew up with, like, probably sleeping with the guitar. You know, kind of like we equate it to, you know, the great Tom Brady and the great Serena and the great, other tennis players, Bjork and some of those, you know, people who just were all-time greats. Going to basketball and different people that would be your analogy, Woods. And so he's amongst those giants as far as like somebody who is not just a great guitar player, but I think he's a great human being. And of course, we all as human beings have our frailties too. And we know that he's gone into rehab a few times and he's just,
Who hasn't?
And he's this guy who, when he does his concert, it's like the experience you have is that he was meant to be in life exactly where he is right now doing great things in order to help you shift, help the human being, the human race, want to be a better person. That's what he emits. And his band and his positive message. And he is so in love with being in the moment that it's really infectious. So what Carl was talking about is that...
Can I tell it?
Go ahead and tell it your way. Go ahead.
Yeah. He goes back into the crowd. You had everybody, you had all this... I don't know why they put seats in concerts.
Oh, you were going to talk about that. We're standing up. We're worried. Are we standing up?
Except the three guys in front of me, three rows in front of me didn't. So I had a view, so I sat down. Hey, look, I can see, and the people behind me can see. Anyway... Urban goes through the crowd. You had the seated, and then you had a big alleyway or a big area where people walk through, and then you had the seats there. He went back to where the people were sitting, and there's another small stage there. He sings to, he says, hey, now you're front row, and he's singing to them and all this. Then he takes his acoustic guitar he was playing, he signs it, and he looks into the crowd, and people, their hands are up. He grabs a person's hand. He grabs their hand. He puts the guitar in their hand. So now they have a signed Keith Urban guitar. The other thing that I noticed about this concert was just the happiness there.
No, there was. Maybe it's just the fanship of the people who go. I'm telling you, from the people who were when we had to go through the security. The women, they were kind, they were complimentive, and then when we waited for a cocktail, the same thing, people in line, the people in the swag to get the t-shirts, the people four up, oh, that looks good on you, oh, that would be, I mean, it was like, what? It was this great feeling of a unity coming into a, I have not experienced that in a long time. Just a real, and I thought, okay, now afterwards, after seeing and feeling and being in his concert, I get it. We're going to talk a little bit about somebody here in the next segment. Well, we have James Masada here from Enjoy the Magazine, who's bringing a concert series, to Reading along with her partner. It's going to be exciting, the Reading Roots Festival. I'm going to talk a little bit about Janelle Pearson in the next segment too. And thank you for joining us on this hour. Four Winds Jewelry brings you the segment, 2225 Hilltop Drive, for all your jewelry needs. Thank you for joining us on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM.
Back.
That puts her in line to be confirmed as Prime Minister.
The party's new leader, Liz Truss, vows fast action on key issues.
I will deliver a bold plan to cut taxes and grow our economy. I will deliver on the energy crisis, dealing with people's energy bills, but also dealing with the long-term issues we have on energy supply.
Truss beat rival Rishi Sunak, the government's former Treasury chief, by promising to increase defence spending and cut taxes, while refusing to say exactly how she would address the cost of living crisis. Charles de Ledesma, London.
One body has been recovered, 9 people missing, following the crash of a float plane in Washington State's Puget Sound. The aircraft went down yesterday afternoon near Whidbey Island, about 30 miles northwest of downtown Seattle. A search of the missing is underway. Also underway, a manhunt across several Canadian provinces following a series of stabbings at more than a dozen locations in a rural area of the western province of Saskatchewan.
We have 10 confirmed deceased individuals. We have 13 active crime scenes that we are investigating. So at some of those crime scenes, there may not have been a deceased individual. There could have been injured individuals.
Rhonda Blackmore with the Royal Canadian Mounted Police speaking with Canada's CTV network. Authorities hunting for 2 men in their early 30s. Faced with falling oil prices around the globe, OPEC and its allies, and that includes Russia, have decided to roll back a previously approved, mostly symbolic, 100,000 barrel per day increase in oil output. It's back to work tomorrow for Wall Street. The market closed today for Labor Day. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Charlie Dombeck here from Key City Capital. As a practicing CPA for nearly 30 years, I have found that 80% of your ability to grow your wealth is dependent upon 2 factors, taxes and investment performance. At Key City Capital, we improve investment performance by diversifying capital into off-market investment opportunities in passive rental real estate and alternatives like asset-backed lending. We recover dollars that clients unnecessarily pay in the form of income taxes, creating a lifetime annuity of savings. We are a sponsor of passive, affordable single and multifamily residential rental investments, which are located in Sunbelt landlord-friendly states. These investments are the top choices in a rising interest rate and inflationary environment. They represent a store of value, protecting your capital from market volatility. Learn how we at Key City Capital can help you ultimately grow your wealth rapidly. Connect with me at keycitycapital.com or give me a call at 817-912-1569.
8 people are standing trial in a special terrorism court. It's been convened in Paris.
The Nice massacre was the work of a lone attacker at the wheel of a 19-ton lorry which plowed into the crowd enjoying a July the 14th firework display along the Nice promenade. Police later established that in the weeks running up to the attack, Mohamed Louaij Boulel had begun showing interest in the so-called Islamic State group, but they could find no evidence of a wider conspiracy involving others. 3 of those in the dock are accused of associating with terrorists, though not of actual complicity in the attack. The others are on trial for supplying the guns, which were found in Mohamed Louaij Boulel's possession.
The BBC's Hugh Schofield. Hundreds of flights have been grounded, more than 200 people evacuated in South Korea. As a powerful typhoon approaches the country's southern region with heavy rains and packing winds of up to 105 miles per hour. It's the strongest storm in decades. News and analysis, townhall.com. While many Americans are tightening their belts, seems there's one thing many are not skimping on, and that's cosmetics.
Target, Kohl's, Macy's, and Nordstrom all highlighted strong sales of beauty items in their fiscal second quarter earnings reports issued over the past few weeks. Ulta Beauty, the largest beauty retailer in the country, said overall sales spiked nearly 17% in its most recent quarter compared to the same period last year. That's because Americans, once stuck behind Zoom screens and wearing workout clothes, are out and about wanting to look their best. At Target, beauty product sales were up, while home goods, clothing, and electronics all suffered declines. I'm Shelley Adler.
No relief yet from the intense heat that's gripping so much of the western U.S., at least a half dozen states, including California and Nevada, experiencing triple-digit daytime highs. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
And good morning and welcome back to our second part of our show here on 8 o'clock edition. This is Linda Bott. I sent Carl home.
Yes, you did.
I was very strict with him because he's a Marine and he's never sick. He will go, I don't care if he's 106 degree temperature.
I thought you were going to say years old.
No, he will still go. I said, ridiculous. You're on the air. Quit, you know, go home. So,
poor thing. I'm sorry.
No, thank God he listened to me and he just needs to rest.
Well, my thing is probably if you told him to go home and he actually did it, that means he's not really feeling well.
No, exactly. He's not. So anyway, and it's just kind of come on and caught him really fast because we just drove home from, anyway, welcome back to the show. We're going to go into this because I said, look, I got James coming in. We're going to cover it. Now, Rhonda is also, not feeling
well.
So hot today.
Yep,
so there must be, you know, the change of the, some, you know, well, the weather isn't changing.
Smoke.
It's extreme.
Oh,
but,
yeah, smoke.
Welcome back to the
awful.
Show. This portion of the show is brought to you by Crackmaster. Ins and outs of proper windshield repair. Yes, we do use them and highly recommend them, especially if you've done any kind of on-road travel and you have a rock that comes up and chips your windshield and you're thinking, well, you know what? That could be a surface crack or surface chip, or it could be something that really goes deeper, which can then, especially when we go into the extreme heat and the extreme cold, temperatures are in front of us, can turn into a little bit of a, you know, crisis with your windshield, not in shape. So do call him.
Or if you just change, just turn your air conditioner on.
Yeah, exactly. That's right. 241-8373.
Was there.
Yeah. Oh, what'd you have done?
So if you can imagine, we just replaced the windshield in my son's truck.
Okay.
Every single one of our vehicles has a crack across the entire thing.
Really?
Right now, yeah. We have to replace all of them. And then we got a new windshield, and first road trip, it got smacked. And so we went to Jeff. Isn't it Jeff?
Yeah, Jeff. Yes.
He took care of it. I was just there probably 2 weeks ago.
Well, when I had my...
Because I've learned. Because every single one of those was a little thing that you couldn't even barely see. You could hear it hit the window, and you could see just a teeny tiny little clip. And every single one of them just changed. One was pouring water on the window.
Yes.
And cracked right across.
Yes.
The other one, I
remember.
And
they grow. They grow. And you don't want to be somewhere where you can't get it fixed, and you're thinking, oh, my God, what am I going to do? You know?
He's a character, too.
He's a character, and it's a veteran-owned business, and he is really – he's gonna give you everything he's got, which is really
incredible. And he's very passionate about it.
Exactly. Today, we're going to – it's an excessive heat warning. We have talked about that a few times, and I'm going to keep repeating that because – our forecast calls for 111, and overnight lows of 79. Tuesday, 114. Wednesday, 111. Thursday, 111. And Friday, 110. So we're socked in at these triple-digit heat excessive warning days. It doesn't feel like it so much right now because we have hazy skies, but do be careful.
That's serious business. I'm looking at my phone.
It's really
crazy.
It's so serious. Anyway, please be careful. And the weather is brought to you by, of course, our people who sponsors the weather all the time. Shasta Gas Propane in Anderson, 365-3793. All right. So if you're listening to this show this morning, it is the first Monday of the month, which always means that we have, James Masada and Rhonda Ball with us that we talk about Enjoy the Magazine, Enjoy the Store. So James and I are going to anchor today.
Girl, what's the deal
girl.
Here?
Girl. Girl.
It's okay. Toughies here that just got to keep it going.
Yeah. Okay. So when you, well, how many times have I not been here that Carl's handled, you know?
Oh, well, you had that little spell that season.
Well, I had that season, but also, you
know, which was really scary.
And there's a lot of things that goes on with, you know, I don't know how the both of you do it because you've got a house and then you both are doing these incredibly long hours. So who stays home when it comes to broken pipes? Or things that need to be done.
Well, I mean, me to an extent. I mean, we both have our parts, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yvonne and I are pretty traditional
mm-hmm.
in how we work. I do mostly in all the outdoor,
right?
You know, and she does a lot of the indoor. But I do a lot of the indoor.
Mm-hmm.
She's just not an outdoor worker mm-hmm. around the house kind of person. I mean, she'll work outside if it's an event or something like that, right? But I do the laundry. She folds, you know, she does the dishes. I clean up after dinner. I mean, so.
Oh, that's cool.
We have things, but Yvonne and I are a team.
Oh, yeah.
So we work together. I mean.
And so did you have to really go through, we're talking about, you know, Yvonne Mazzotto, who's just taken over executive director for the Fashion Alliance.
Yeah.
And so not only does she do wonderful, has work doing the graphics and.
All kinds of things.
Being able to brand.
Yep.
Bring an incredible mind to brand things. Now she's.
Thank you, yeah.
So,
and that's what she's doing right now. And I, to be really honest with you, I mean, I was up until almost 3 this morning. Not for sympathy, but just, you know, so forgive me. First of all, I haven't opened our latest issue of our magazine.
But
I'm tired.
But you do know you wanted to talk about Ashley Smith, who is somebody that you admire. I don't know anything about her, but every month in your magazine, you have.
My Town.
Yes, it's called My Town. And next to it, you have in italics, Genuine.
Mm-hmm. So these are people that we really just, you know, stumble across, know personally, are given information about to bring to our attention, just, you know, people in our community. And, you know, it's always extraordinary when you get to meet somebody. Ashley has been probably here now for, gosh, I would probably say 4 years, but it's probably even been longer than that. Time goes by so fast, right? But I met Ashley when she came into my store once, and she is just this beautiful little ray of light person from, I believe she's from Minnesota originally, or that's where she had come mm-hmm. from. And I mean, she looked like she was like, you know, she's just so young and fresh and like a little Doogie Howser, right? And I'm like, oh, what do you do? And she's like, oh, I'm a doctor. And she's just very humble. And I was like, oh, so what do you do? And she's like, oh, I work at the hospital in the neonatal unit. And I'm like, oh, really? I had twins 20 years ago that one of them was in the NICU forever. And I just, you know, I have a heart for that and the nurses because, you know, when you have a baby that doesn't come home with you right away, you know, and you don't really truly, they tell you they're not sure exactly what's wrong right at the beginning, you get worried.
Oh, boy.
Right? And so anyway, so she's just all light about us. She's a little doctor that helps in the NICU. And I'm thinking, oh, she's a nurse or something. And boy, was I wrong. So she is the DO pediatrics neonatal intensive care at Mercy. So she took over the whole neonatal unit. She runs it. So she's the chief operating officer for all those preemie babies and all that kind of stuff. And beyond that, she also still, from what I gather and can remember now, she still travels back to her home state where she also does intense medical there as well. So she's just a ball of energy and power and just an exceptional human being. And if you ever get the chance to meet her, she's quite lovely and she's very well put together when it comes to, you know, her ability to eye fashion. She loves
beautiful things and pieces, you know. And that may sound superficial. I'm not trying to say no. it that way. She just she's got style. There you go. That's the best way of putting it. And I love when she comes into the Enjoy store, because I always get to catch up on what's going on in her life. And I think she had a boyfriend the last time I saw her, and I got to meet him. And I was like, wow, you must be intimidated. No, Ashley Smith is who we're talking uh-huh. about. And you can read more about her in the Enjoy September issue. Yeah. Which is your 192. 15. Gosh, I can't believe it. I know. I'm super excited for us to hit the 200 mark. Oh, that's, my gosh. That's just around the corner, right. isn't it? It's called Season of Change. Yeah. Let's create something new. We were, you know, September issue, but we were forcing a season change. We were like, let's just make it happen, because everybody's tired of the summer. And today, actually, I guess. Yeah, I right? yeah. So are you guys going to be working for Caffeinate for a Cause? Are you doing? Yeah, Yvonne okay. and I were asked to do that. I don't, again, Yvonne's the one that was okay. Asked for both of us, and I don't remember, of course, anything even that's happening tomorrow. So. Well, the whole bottom line there is that, you know, it's at Dutch Brothers across Reading and Anderson, and that money that is raised within a particular time will go to Turtle Bay Exploration Park. So it's a really fun event. It's really incredible that the Dutch Bros Resners here do that, you know, personally. It'll go from 7 to 9 a.m. and then again, so you'll see your celebrities and people mm-hmm. you want to know and go through and say hi to them and whatever money that you want to donate to Turtle Bay. It goes from 7 to 9 a.m., and this is Thursday, September 22nd. Mark your calendar, and from 2 to 4. So we're going to take a break. And, James, you want to take us out? Oh, do I? Yeah. So, how about Quick and Clean Car Wash? I didn't know nothing about Quick and Clean Car Wash, because I wash my own cars by hand. Oh, you are so good. Can I borrow you? Spring it over savings at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka, again, right in front of Dutch Brothers over here. Oh, that's yeah. the one. Oh, I have actually gone through that. And do know the owners. Yeah, they're wonderful. They are wonderful. They've been so involved with the community, and, you know, they do a great drive-through car wash. Yeah. Really good. They do. Now, you can go, you know, we've got birthdays, Christmas, all kinds of things to be thinking about. So you can get, like, a little pack to get give. Get 5 car wash coupons yep. and get 1 free, or buy 10 and get 3 free. And you can tip my nephew. He actually will dry your car at the end. Oh, okay. Well, there's really cute boys working there. Okay, well, I guess he might be one of them. Yeah, I just think that, are these guys like athletes? You know, a lot of them are, yeah. I wondered about young that. Young high school, yeah. Right, mm-hmm. okay. So we'll be right back after these messages on KCNR 96.5 FM. And this is Your Talk Radio.
Life is too short to be uninformed.
The Armstrong and Getty Show, 9 to noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
I'm Max Steiner, the Democratic candidate for Congress here in CD1. I am a combat veteran and a political moderate. I am pro-timber, pro-gun, pro-choice, and pro-America. I am not a typical woke Democrat, and I am not a career politician. My legislative priorities as your representative would cut across party lines. We need to protect the fundamentals of our democracy. We must reduce fire risk by thinning our forests, strengthening the timber industry, and hiring more firefighters. We need to build more dams to reduce the impacts of climate change. We should codify Roe v. Wade into law. Finally, we must ensure security abroad with a strong military and security at home with strong police forces. We need to make big changes in Washington. If we keep voting for the incumbents, nothing will ever change. We need politicians who will put principles over party, politicians who will say no to the far left and the far right. We need politicians who will truly put America first. In November, I would be honored to earn your vote.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
The official meeting of the Business to Business meeting is called to order. Business to Business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win.
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and hear us online at kcnr1460.com. Don't miss Armstrong and Getty, plus Ben Shapiro, and Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott, featuring special guests talking about local issues on KCNR.
Flashback.
Oh. Yes.
That makes me feel old when I hear that.
KCNR 96. But hey, how are you guys doing on this Monday? It's Labor Day. A lot of people, we saw the streets look kind of like
not
crowded.
Oh, well, that's why. Gosh, you just tell me how.
It's a holiday. Today
I drove here
are
thinking, did the rapture happen? Where is everybody?
No, exactly. But Nathan's here. We sent Carl home. He was here for the first half, our first hour. Covering a lot of things, Labor Day, what's going on with our fires as well. But this portion of the show is speaking of insurance and fires, Maxwell Insurance. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. She has a great group of people helping families, veterans, seniors, and business owners since 1993. 221-0441. Sending you off. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
We're it's hard for him to
Carl with us. Little,
it's hard for him to relinquish the
I know.
Show. Could you please?
I didn't think you were going to be here because it's Labor Day. I mean, you've not been here before for other reasons like Veterans of Hockey and Flower Day.
We're on the air. All right, so
he doesn't care.
Yeah, he's just this is my place.
Move I know.
Ninth hand over there. So let's talk about the 192 issue. A couple things I'd like to discuss.
192nd issue. Yep.
There is an event that's coming to town called the Reading Roots Revival Festival.
Now this is what I can't even remember. Third year.
Third year. Yeah. Yes.
And they've done a great job, Janelle and Kendall. I don't know if Janelle would give Kendall any credit. I don't know if he's done anything, but Janelle definitely. I'm just giving it. Kendall's going to be like, hey.
And Janice Logan.
Yeah, and Janice. Yes. That's right, Janice, yes. For sure.
So I called, just a little flashback. Bridge Bay Bed and Breakfast.
The hearse?
Yes.
Bridge House.
Bridge House. Thank you, Bridge House.
I was thinking, where are we going, Bridge Bay?
Okay.
I like the shrimp there.
Yeah, no, Bridge House. Okay, sorry for a minute. So, anyway, when she first opened it, I was doing a concert at Cascade Theater back, I think it was 2009 or something like that, or 2008. And my family all came up, and family and friends, and they stayed at her bed and breakfast.
Yeah.
And this is when I got to know her, and I remember that she in her beautifully appointed. This is before expanding or anything else like that. Just loved her energy, and she had a bunch of art up and pictures of Keith Urban. So
she must have had a crush.
Well, she proceeded to tell the story, and I know she won't mind if I talk about this out loud because We just saw Keith Urban this weekend.
You did?
And we went up to Tahoe to see him. So we talked about that in the first hour. So I called.
He's very, very talented.
Oh, my God. So I called Janelle. And I said, voice from the past, I really want to talk to you about, you know, we're finally going to get to see him. Because I recall this many years back, her story, that she was an empty nester. She had, you know, and she really went through a depression. She said she was just couldn't pull out of it. In his music, she started to listen to him, and his music gave her...
A little extra.
Yeah,
lift.
And so she became just a huge fan. And I don't know if she's like was in charge of his fan club in Northern California. I don't know. She's still maybe. But it's really, it was really a big influence in her life. And she was traveling everywhere to go see him. I mean, he was sending her Christmas cards and call. I mean, you know, and these are the kinds of people that were at this Keith Urban concert. Really moved me, both Carl and I, because there was a lot of love in this. Experience
he invokes
him.
That, yeah.
He invokes it. So.
And, you know, he's in his life, has admitted to, he's had some pretty deep struggles.
Yeah, he's been through rehab a few times, and whatever you've got to do to go to the bottom to get to the top. But anyway, so Janelle is one of the people who loves music so much and has housed so many musicians that come through.
That's what's
the
so
Reading
cool
area.
Is that because of her, Reading is a richer community, not just because her and Kendall, her husband, and are good people, but they have really created this really cool thing that allows really cool bands that are traveling through, that normally would travel through Reading and just bypass us, a stopover in her the Bridge House, which is all decorated in kind of musician, you know, so it's super cool for them. And it's almost like every band that comes through gets to leave their mark on the Bridge House.
Right. And they have a grand piano. Yeah. People can rehearse there. And
so they do a little concert overnight, you know, wherever it may be in the street or a certain location or the Cascade or whatever. So they do an extra booking here in Reading as they're traveling north. So it's super cool. We get to see and hear people. And, there was a, I'm trying to remember her name. Shoot. She's from, I think, Iceland or, I'm pretty sure she was from Iceland. A band that stopped through and the whole, I've had several bands that came into the store as a group, you know, and they shop and get souvenirs and that stuff. And I've got to really meet some cool people and they're all here stopping through because of the Bridge House and, you know, what she's done.
So that's just really super cool that, you know, music runs through her veins that way in a way to make a, in fact, we have a, if you, at the back of this article, the last line says, it reminds us we have a common humanity that can be hard to remember. So that's why this Reading Roots Revival Festival. Now, I want you to check it out because it's in downtown Reading.
Yep.
It's September 23rd and 24th. Adult two-day pass is only $45.
So inexpensive for the amount of music that you're going to get.
So you're going to have regional.
And then there's a teen
huge
price.
Act.
13 to 19 is $30. And then Friday or Sunday only adult passes are $30. One day teen passes 15 and children passes 12. It's 15 and 12 and under is free.
The names in this are just pretty amazing. And
I like the layout too of this
of the festival.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know, again, you know, we're focused on and forgive us, Janelle. Janice. I'm sorry, because she's as equally important.
Yes.
In this article as well.
Yeah, Janice, now she...
We're just focusing because of the Bridge House.
Right.
But Janice is a huge part of it and actually was very integral in developing this kind of pass-through program with the Bridge House because she owned originally, wasn't it...
Vintage wine bar.
Yeah,
people
for years and years
there.
And
yes.
years. And that's where they were coming in performing.
Right.
That's right. Now I'm trying, my memory's coming back.
So there was a marriage there between perform here, stay
friendship
here.
And marriage.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep. So it was really built by the two of them. So forgive me for.
And they've continued on with that. So we've got regional and local acts will be featured throughout this two-day Reading Roots Festival. So there's your shout-out. I promised I would do that for you. Guys, and all right, let's talk about a little bit. We've got a couple minutes left. How would you want to talk about this new?
Yeah, so one of the other things that we've been doing, this I think is issue number
4, does it say that? Yeah, Volume 4. What I did remember something this morning.
You showed up, buddy. You're like a good Catholic boy, always showing up.
Enjoy Reading City Guide. So this is something that we created. It's a biannual, so it's every 6 months. And this is just a piece that's been developed really to help support the tightness, the city, not necessarily, I mean, it can be used countywide, but it's for people that are coming in. So we get these into hotels. We get them outside of the area. We get them into local businesses. And so it's for locals, obviously. It's obviously a very great piece for people that are relocating. We get, you know, through the pandemic, we've seen a huge shift. People have moved out. People are moving in. I see on a daily basis people in the store that come in and just find us for the first time or hear about us through social media or see it in the magazine when they were in a hotel and come in. And then they're like, we really appreciate the guide. So the guides, the whole concept is to really show people and showcase the people, places, and businesses. It is different than the magazine. Some people will say, well, isn't it the same? And this is really hyper-focused on business and guiding people to proper places. And it's very digital-centric, even though we are a traditional media with print. We have a lot of the content of this publication online. So you'll see there's a little bit of a write-up about the business, and then it asks for you to go to the website because that's where we'll also have more content like video and all that kind of stuff. But one of the things that we did, we hired a local artist to do a really cool, fun little map of Reading. Many people have seen these kind of things before where there's little iconic places that are popped up in the map, and it's, I don't want to say cartoonish, but it has a fun little vibe to it, right? So that's a cool piece that's in here. We just did this for this issue. Super cool. A lot of people said, gosh, this is really cute. I wish I could have this in a poster. Well, we did it. So it is, I think, in a, what would it be, 11 by 17 maybe poster in the store. We printed these, so you can pick one up if you see it. So anyway, we're really happy with the guide.
So we're talking about, again, it's called Enjoy the City Guide of Reading. It's a smaller version, but it's beautifully done, again, and more in-depth about what's local and businesses and all the way from dentistry to Treader Academies to all this other. We got to take a break here.
Yep.
And we'll be right back here on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, Labor Day, your talk radio.
But I'm going to try, would you let me see beneath your beautiful, would you let me see beneath your perfect.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Attention veterans and active military personnel, this is Chris Kellstrom, your District 5 candidate, and I'm having a fundraiser Thursday, September 8th at the fairgrounds. We owe you all a debt of gratitude that can never be repaid. I want to invite you all for a free tri-tip dinner from Rockin' Peas Barbecue. Bring your VA card or military ID to Jones Fort by September 2nd. Freedom isn't free, and because of you, we still have freedom. Come for the dinner, stay for the auction and gun raffles. Remember, pre-register by September 2nd. Hope to see you all there, and I thank you for your service. This ad paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, District 5 Supervisor. Attention Shasta County hunters, hunting season is here. This is Chris Kellstrom, District 5 candidate and a hunter myself. I'm holding a fundraising dinner Thursday, September 8th at the Anderson Fairgrounds. I'd like to invite all licensed hunters to attend free. Enjoy tri-tip barbecue from Rockin' Peas Barbecue and get a chance to win a gun. Bring your license to Jones Fort by September 2nd and pre-register for a free tri-tip dinner. Stay for the auction and the raffle where multiple guns will be given away. Doors open at 4, dinner at 6:30. Remember to pre-register by September 2nd. Hope to see you all all there. This ad paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, District 5 Supervisor.
REU, along with more than 2,000 utilities across the country, is not for profit and is publicly owned by our customers. This year, REU is celebrating 101 years of serving the city of Reading. October 2nd through the 8th is Public Power Week, when we celebrate the benefits of living and working in a public power community. These benefits include safe, reliable, and affordable electric service to residents and businesses. REU takes pride in providing excellent service, engaging with our customers, and working for our community.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Nathan's at the helm and he's gone for the summer because technically they say that Labor Day is the end of summer.
And not in Reading.
Not in Reading with 111 today. That's what the forecast calls for. Portion of the show, and this is brought to you by one of our sponsors, Minuteman Press. If you need something printed.
They've been around forever too.
Like business cards or invitations, don't go online. Do yourself a favor and call Steve Clark over at Minuteman Press. Downtown 221-0400. I'm here with James Masada, and we've got another half hour here to cover some wonderful things going on in the North State. And where would you like to go?
So one thing that we do in our magazine and we're quite proud of just because, well, I should say probably personally I'm proud of just because I'm a foodie. I love food, right? And so we have two recipes right now in our magazine every single month, and these come through contributions. We have several individuals that will do recipes consistently, but we always inspire people to, if they've got a really great or unique or long-time family recipe, to submit it. So, and kind of why I dove into this is because, you know, for a long time, within our DNA and the plans for Enjoy the Store for years, we've always said we were going to have a small cafe, cafe-ish. And our old location never allowed us to actually grow into that. So in our new location, we've been building out a small kitchen that we can use, and we've been working with relationships on partnering with individuals and people and businesses locally to supply us with things like fresh baked bread or pastries. We're going to have ice cream. We're investing in our own coffee roasting machine, and we've filed for a business called Daystar Roasting. So we will have coffee. I've talked with sandwich makers that would deliver fresh sandwiches in the morning. We would make soup on site, things
Ooh,
like
yeah.
that, right?
Oh, fantastic.
So You know, so that, you know, with the, like our wine bar, you know, once the kitchen is fully approved, the wine bar will have more extended hours now instead of Thursday, Fridays, and Saturdays from 4 to 8. We'll be, you know, 5 days a week, starting pouring as early as 11. But you would be able in that point then to order some food to go with it. And that's really the thing that's missing. When you come in somewhere and have a glass of wine, you really want to be able to order.
To nibble.
Yeah, whatever that may be.
Cheese.
Cheese. Thank you. Yeah, so put a nice little charcuterie board together for you that's fresh in the back, right? And that brings you some cheese and nuts and meats and things like that. But then also, you know, if you happen to be in shopping in the afternoon and you have the hankering for something, we might do a gourmet grilled cheese sandwich, half a, and a little cup of soup. Or,
fave.
You might just want to say, hey, I'd like to have a sundae. And we'd like to put together a little ice cream sundae for you.
That's so cool.
And then in the mornings, you know, come in for coffee and grab a little box of pastries, that kind of thing. That's what we're going to be trying
to. And shop.
Yeah. And shop. I mean, that's, you can pick up a gift, you can do whatever. So anyway, so the two recipes this month in the magazine inspired me to share that we're close to, hopefully, to getting things, before the holidays started in our kitchen.
Your apple blackberry crisp.
So there's an apple blackberry crisp, and I'm, people are, there's cake fans and pie fans, and this is my bag right here, right?
You are crisp.
I love berry pies and crisps.
Oh.
I love that chunky, sweet, whatever topping. I'd like to have just almost that. It's the bowl of the crumble. So that's a really great recipe. And then we also have a spicy and tangy goodness. It's a 5-minute chimichurri. So this is another thing in my wheelhouse. I am sweet and savory, and that's on page 60. And this is Terry Olson. This actually, a lot of our recipes right now have been coming from Rhonda's, one of our Rhonda's older brothers. And he kind of took over for Lana Grandforce, who did our recipes literally consistently for, 14 plus years.
We like the fact that this particular recipe takes only 5 minutes to make.
And doesn't it look amazing? Could you imagine if you have a nice little slice of toasted sourdough?
Well, I don't really know. If you were to tell me, hey, would you like some chimichurri?
I think is really designed to be put on, like, I think I would eat it with a spoon, but a lot of people put it on chicken or some type of meat as a outside layer, you know, and cook, either bake it in, I think. But what's really cool, and of course I may be completely wrong, I'm an eater, not a maker, when it comes to food. So I may use things all the time incorrectly, but if I like it, I'll just eat it, right? I mean, if it's supposed to go on chicken or steak and be baked, I'll just take a spoon and eat it as a bowl, because that's what I do.
Right.
So a lot of times with these recipes, we then transfer them into recipe cards. So we have, if it's funny enough, you know, you could say, oh, take a picture of this or tear the page out of the magazine. But we have had so many people come in and say, oh no, I collect all the magazines. I don't want to tear my magazine, my recipe out. And so people were asking, can you just print us one of them? And so we actually have transferred these into recipe cards. You can come into the Enjoy store for free. We usually have the last 12 months available. And if you ask, it's a little secret, but if you spend $50 or more in the store and you ask for your free handmade wood recipe box, we will give you one.
That's something that's kind of an art of past gone by, where you can take your family's recipes and maybe one would say a dash of this and a pinch of that.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times people don't keep those things when they're cleaning out a relative's house. They just are you kidding? Those things are so valuable.
They are.
They're beautiful.
They are.
You can't replicate them. I mean, you could try to replicate them, but you can't. So let's talk a little bit about, also in the magazine, at page 46, I love your store. I love all the eclectic things, but I also love to go into stores that have, like, shabby chic, and this, you're talking about it takes a village, and this is in Red Bluff. Mm. You've done a whole article on this store.
Mm-hmm. Did we now?
No. I mean, it's just, okay, so that's what's great about your magazine. Let's just segue through that.
I'm going to be really honest with you. Because I spend a lot of time in the retail and web and mm-hmm. website and that kind of stuff, I am not as bonded to the magazine as I used to be. And so half the time, my job also, too, is to write – carry products in the store that
right.
we discover. So my whole point is quite often I'll pick up this magazine like we are even today, and it's almost as new to me as it is to anybody that's not even working there, because first of all, the timing is also strange, right? Like right now the September issue is coming out. It is September, but we're thick, almost done with production of October, and November stories are already coming in.
And you're getting ready. You're already probably compiling your Christmas.
I am.
You're putting over this room.
Yes.
That's going to go out
talking about what is it, you know, what are we doing this Christmas? What is our windows going to look like?
Right.
What are we bringing in? I mean, yeah, all that
right.
stuff. You know, what classes are we going to start providing through the wine bar? What, you know, what music are we selecting, or who's going to play, and what are we offering at First Friday next month? I mean, so people quite often will be like, oh, I just saw this in the magazine. And I'm like, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Well, that's,
but my point is that I am quite enlightened, right? Like
right.
I'll read it just like now and go, oh wow, this is a really cool article. and I'm learning something myself.
Well, let's go into, like, for instance, we talked about the Reading Rancherita Community Fund dinner is happening
yeah.
Friday night.
I'm excited about that.
That's always been a costume theme, and we've gone all out with our costumes, but this year we're not.
Well, to me, you and Carl are kind of like our local Hollywood celebrities that go all out for Halloween.
But we are this year.
Well, that's because you have some plans.
And our customer, Karen from Chameleon Costumes, is gone.
Oh no!
And so she's always pulled out.
Gone?
No. She's on a 2 week holiday. But she's somebody who really has just done the most outstanding, you know, passion
yeah.
behind it. So we thought, you know, we want to support the event. We love what they do. It's so meaningful. And the theme is Cruella.
Oh, wow. That would have been a good one.
Yeah, it would have been a really good one. I mean, I could always wear a gown and do the whole, you know, like Holly uh-huh. Golightly thing, because that's kind of like but anyway, I was asking if you were going and you're contributing, and I think these are the wonderful things that happened at this event.
Mm-hmm.
They have probably one of the best silent auctions
yes.
ever,
mm-hmm.
ever.
Yeah. So I was asked by Maria, who I adore, if I would participate with her on one of their big gifts and the Enjoy Store, and I said absolutely, and I believe they're going to be auctioning off a backyard table set and umbrella and chairs, and then Enjoy the Store is going to be providing all the pottery, the dishes and things that will
wow.
be set service for four. So the ones that she selected are a really unique, beautiful pattern that's, because when I asked her, I said, well, what do you want to look at? She said, I like Tiffany blue, or I like, right? And I was like, oh, okay. So that took me a while, but yeah, it starts out in the Tiffany blue and ombres out in through like Tiffany blue to white, and then comes back into like a lavender.
Mm-hmm.
So they're really, really beautiful sets, and I think it's a dinner plate, salad plate, small bowl, large salad bowl, mug. So yeah, it's going to be a pretty beautiful piece.
And these are the kind of things that you do for our community, is that you donate, the store donates beautiful items for people who are raising funds.
Mm-hmm.
So let's take a break.
Yeah.
We'll be right back. This is James Masada's here. This is Linda Bott. We'll be right back after these messages.
The elders of our community, men and women who've led commendable lives, after working hard, raising families, serving their communities, and some serving our country. Many find their safety and well-being is at risk. They risk losing their health, independence, and becoming vulnerable to many forms of abuse. The good news is, we can all make a difference.
Shining Care invites you to the Healthy Aging Fair. Make plans to attend September 15th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Orchard Nutrition Center, 221 Locust Street in Reading. Drive through and grab your free goodie bag filled with resourceful information, or park and visit all of the resource booths. Age well by visiting the Healthy Aging Fair September 15th, 10 to 1. For more info, go to shiningcare.org, and we'll see you at Orchard Nutrition Center for the Healthy Aging Fair September 15th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Special thanks to our community partners, PSA2 Area Agency on Aging, Long-Term Care Ombudsman Program, and Orchard Nutrition Center.
We are in the middle of fire season in California, and we've already seen major fires break out here in the North State. This is Congressman Doug LaMalfa. In Siskiyou County, the tragic McKinney Fire has caused at least 4 deaths and consumed over 60,000 acres. And some of the most dangerous months are still ahead of us. I'm working to improve federal forest management by getting more aggressive in thinning and clearing near power lines to reduce fire risks. We have delivered billions in aid for local disaster recovery and are fighting to stop FEMA from seizing money from fire victims who have received compensation from PG&E. I've also written a bipartisan bill to stop the IRS from taxing people's fire settlement dollars. In July, I offered amendments to federal legislation that would increase funding for water storage and fire protection. My office is here to serve you. Go to lamalfa.house.gov or give us a call. This is Congressman Doug LaMalfa, paid for with official funds authorized by the House of Representatives.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Have you just received your Starlink? Congratulations! Do you need help installing it? Look no further than your local satellite professionals. That's right, BT Satellite. Call Doug and the whole team to set up your Starlink with the same customer service you've come to know. BT Satellite will set up your Starlink and work with you to make the experience a pleasure for you. Call today and set up your time to install the new Starlink. You know, don't call the 800 number. Call 241-3474. That's BT Satellite, 241-3474.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Oh, don't you dare look back. Just keep your eyes on me. I said you're holding back. She said, shut up, baby. Let's just be this woman.
Yes, this is always Carl's favorite song, too.
This one?
Yeah, to close the last segment with. Hey, welcome back.
Shut up and dance with me.
Shut up.
See, sounds like Carl.
Yeah. It does sound like Carl. Okay, welcome back to our Labor Day edition here of Free Fire Radio. And James Masada is with me this morning, and we'll be talking about the Joy of the Store, Reading Fashion Alliance.
You know, every time, sometimes when I'm coming in here, I'm tired, right?
Right.
And I've got to get going, but by the time we're in it, I'm just enjoying myself.
Good.
This is like a really, I like the energy in here. You guys are so much fun. You're like a little ray of light, and you just kind of pump me up, and I'm already thinking about the 30,000 things I have to do as soon as I walk out the door. But I'm charged to do it.
Oh, fantastic. Well, we feel the same about you. Yeah, and all the things that you've got your fingers in, and we were talking about, well, what it is to go back to the store and think about October, November, December. all the
I can't believe how fast this year has gone. Literally. But,
yeah, and the first Friday's coming up, you know, We just had one.
Mm-hmm.
Where was I? Hello. How was that?
it was great. Yeah.
We were in Tahoe. We were up the, doing the,
I love it when there's live music going on in the store. It just has such a great vibe.
I mean, and what you're talking about, some of the wonderful additions.
And I meet the coolest people that come in. So there's a family that has showed up literally, every time it's a husband and wife, they've got to be in their, I don't know, 70s, and their daughter, their adult daughter come, and they just spend really time together, and they always have a bottle of wine, and they always are trying the food that we're doing. But then come to find out he's a woodworker after all this time, and he, you know, was like, oh, whatever. And I was like, gosh, I said, the stuff you do is beautiful. You actually, so Mike Quinn.
Yes.
He has an amazing record collection that he's wanting to sell, right?
Oh.
Start selling. He wants to do it as a small little business, and he came and asked to partner with me. So we're going to start bringing in vinyl into the store.
I love it. That's great.
And I have just procured a record player that has Wi-Fi and Bluetooth, so it will connect into our sound system, our wireless sound system.
Oh, that's fantastic.
So we're going to have this whole section where you can come buy old, really good condition, super special albums.
I've been thinking about that, James, because I've had beautiful albums and I moved so many times in my adult life. I didn't think then of, you know, going through these albums. Now,
some of them are worth hundreds of dollars.
I wish that I had some of these albums that are true, that were part of my fabric of growing up. So.
And funny, vinyl is really a big part of a lot of people's fabrics, right? So,
so
this gentleman, I had gone online and I found these really great LP displays, right, that are wood that you can make. And, like, I could probably do it, but it would take me a really long time, and I just don't have the time and energy. And what's really cool about them is this is, you can make the entire piece that's really beautiful out of one piece sheet of plywood, right? And it gives you the instructions, and you lay it out like a fabric, like my wife at the Fashion Alliance. You put a pattern on it, cut it out, all the pieces are there, and put it together. Anyway, I was like, hey, do you do any custom work? And he's like, yeah. And I'm like, I basically email him a PDF, and I'm like, I need two of these album holders. And he's like, yeah, no problem, I'll make them. So he's making them for me.
Oh, that's going to be fantastic.
And they're, you know, like the shelves that you go into like a, you know, an LP store.
Right.
They're all, and so, yeah, we're going to get in the business of LPs, which I'm super excited about.
Really, it's because there's no sound better than to hear your needle on the record, on the record. And I grew up like that. So anyway, I've gotten away from it, and all the records that you see around, those are Mike Quinn's.
Yeah.
I mean, those are all that.
They're empty, though. Those are just the sleeves.
I don't know. I haven't gone up there to look to see.
She's talking about around the walls here in the studio.
Yes, up in the very top.
Yeah.
And we just went ahead and when we remodeled, we left everything up like that. But, I remember being here.
And we really want people to be able to, when they come in the store and flip through albums, right? If you wanted to say, hey, you know, can we put this on? Or I'm here shopping. I'd love to, you know, it's almost going to be like a manual jukebox.
I love it. Now, I'm just, while we're talking about it, I can't find my Carpenters.
Oh.
I want my Carpenters Red Heart, the Red Heart album.
Mm.
And my Bread.
Mm.
I love Bread.
Yeah.
And then these are some of the, you know, all my old Sinatras are gone.
Oh.
Lonely Hearts, something that he did, where he's got the tears. And so I'm just telling this to anybody listening, and they say, oh, I came upon this, please. All my early Barbra Streisand albums.
Oh, wow. Gosh.
The People album, okay, and then
it's endless.
And one of my favorite albums, Tapestry, Carole King. I don't have any of those.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a lot of Dean Martin albums.
You know, that's funny. I forget what I really, really like. Right, a lot of times I'll be somewhere and I'll put it on the radio and a song will come on and I'll be like, damn, that's like one of my favorite songs. Ooh. And then like 10 minutes later, another song comes on. Oh, damn, that's my favorite song. Like I literally have 100 million favorite songs, and they all go way back, and a lot of that's influenced by your parents.
Yes,
you know,
exactly.
Like what they listened to.
Exactly.
My parents were constantly listening to, when we lived in Santa Barbara and Goleta, Fleetwood Mac, and you know, all that kind of stuff. So, it's amazing.
They listen to Fleetwood Mac.
Okay. Yeah. Oh gosh, yeah. So you know, it's just really cool, you know. And so I'm super excited to be kind of bringing that new part of the store.
I love that because you sound like you're really going to have a very vibey, hip place. Speaking of which, the 24th Reading Beer and Wine Festival is going to be happening at the Downtown Art Affair. I'm sure all the stores will be open for people to mingle in and out as well. That's September the 17th from 3 to 7. That is such a happening. Really a big. You can go to tickets at readingbeerandwinefestival.com. Find out more about that in the Enjoy Issue September. And I love how you've got winter squash on the front. Let's create something new. And do you have any closing thoughts that you would like to talk about?
Well, everybody just keep their head up and continue to work hard and move forward. And
these fires.
Love thy neighbor.
Love thy neighbor.
Right? And just show mercy and like pull, right. pull together.
Yeah, pull together. We had I mentioned earlier our neighbors had a barbecue last night or yesterday, Labor Day, and it was all for the neighbors.
Oh, wow, fun.
Yeah, and so
I'm not a gigantic beef eater, but there is nothing that smells better than barbecue.
Right. I think they were doing some veggie burgers as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but it was just nice. They had their dogs and all the kids splashing around, and there you were, just like, come as you are. And, you know, it's nice to have that. There's a heart in our neighborhood. People come together, and it's nice to know that, you know, so be a good neighbor. And that's what we want to leave with, because and to also shout out to James and Rhonda and all the people that Enjoy, as well as your beautiful bride doing Fashion
Thank
Life.
You.
So much for the community to help it grow and you know, make where you are a better place.
Be patient while the Reading Fashion Alliance is going through a transfer right now. And just to let you know that they are still open, so you can still access them, especially for alterations, which is huge for their market.
Okay.
They do alterations.
So I was wondering about that.
Yep,
that's
it's all
really
still
big
working.
Deal. Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
It's just in their second space.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks for being with us
thank
this
you.
Morning. And again, thank you, Nathan.
Yeah, Nathan.
Yeah, you're welcome.
And join us tomorrow here on KCNR, and make it a great day.
Yeah.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta Redding, by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.